Progressives are crafty. They know how to change not only arguments, but they know how to change words. They know how to change your concepts. They also know how to change history. Not always by revision, but sometimes by omission. Remember, if history is written by the victor, who are the losers? The losers are the biggest threat to progressivism in America. I'd like to welcome you to our first in a brand new series of episodes we're calling Homeless History. Today I want to talk to you about John C. Fremont. Now go and Google him, go search him, go grab some books, but let me give you a quick rundown. John C. Fremont was the very first Republican to ever run for president. We often think it was Abraham Lincoln because he was the first Republican elected as president, but it was actually Fremont. And the dangerous thing about Fremont was that he was the type of Republican that Abraham Lincoln actually really hated. Let me tell you a little bit about him. John C. Fremont actually had a pretty troubled past. His father was a French-Canadian immigrant, and his mother was essentially Virginian royalty. His mother, who was married to a very wealthy man in Richmond, was set up with Fremont's father so that way he could teach her French. Well, things ended up going another direction, and they ran away with each other and eventually had their firstborn son, John. Now, John was born out of an illegitimate affair. That was going to follow him for the rest of his life. But John was actually still a pretty crafty person. He was extremely smart in math and science and geography, and went to the College of Charleston, but was later expelled for having terrible attendance. That didn't affect him, though. He eventually got commissioned as an officer in the U.S. Army and went on many expeditions. In fact, historians and papers at the time called him the Pathfinder. That's something that not even Lewis and Clark had, because Fremont went all over the West. He was an amazing adventurer. Now, fast forwarding, just to focus on a few specific things, Fremont was not the type of person you wanted to get involved in politics. He was controversial. He was a businessman. He was an explorer. He had a person that had all these cultural and societal bags just bogging him down. When the Republican Party formed out of the ashes of the Whigs, they focused on just one primary thing. They wanted to focus on liberty. They wanted to focus on freeing African-American slaves from slavery. That was their thing. They said, if not liberty for all, liberty for none. That was a big threat to the Democrats, the party of segregation, the party of slavery, the party of censorship, the party of violence. Members of Fremont's own family didn't even endorse him. They all ended up endorsing James Buchanan. He lost in a three-way race against former President Millard Fillmore as well. The thing about Fremont was that his radical candidacy did propel the Republican Party to what it was, though. He was still pretty much a national celebrity at the time, even when Lincoln was president. The biggest problem, though, came from the Emancipation Edict controversy. On August 30th, Fremont made an Emancipation Proclamation in response to the Confederate tactic of guerrilla warfare and to reduce Confederate sympathies in the stronger slaveholding counties. During that time, he was an officer. He was in Missouri, and he needed to do this. And he saw emancipating the slaves as a way to, one, weaken the Confederates, but two, also do something Lincoln did not want. He was not willing to do it. If people say the Civil War is about slavery, they're lying, because it was also primarily about federal expansion of power. So Fremont does that, and what does Lincoln do? Lincoln says no. Lincoln revokes his emancipation. Lincoln responded by publicly revoking the proclamation and relieving Fremont of command on November 2, 1861, simultaneous to a War Department report detailing Fremont's iniquities as a major general. Although Lincoln opposed Fremont's method of emancipation, this episode has a significant influence on Lincoln, who in 1863 issued his own Emancipation Proclamation. So, why do progressives ignore Fremont? It's because the Republican Party was, for the most part, always the anti-slavery party. But at its root, Republicans are even afraid of Fremont because he stood against slavery. He stood on principle, but he stood against Lincoln. And that is not something you want to do in any Republican circle. Tune in next week for another episode of Homeless History.